Today's Bulletin, brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5. National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Emily Minnie. The federal government is considering drastic changes to the National Disability Insurance Scheme that would see funding taken away from people with certain conditions in a bid to cut costs. From Canberra, Amanda Kopp reports.
In a 300-page draft of proposed changes seen by the Sydney Morning Herald, the Morrison government is hashing out changes to the NDIS. Proposed changes would concentrate more power with the federal government rather than the states and potentially force participants to undergo independent assessments. Government Services Minister Stuart Robert hinted at major changes to the NDIS earlier this year after the federal court ruled that trained sex therapists fell under the reasonable and necessary test. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Canberra.
Westpac is set to close 48 branches around the country, with 165 staff set to lose their jobs or face redeployment. Many of the branches affected will be rolled into other organisations under the Westpac umbrella, such as St George, Bank SA and Bank of Melbourne. The finance sector union says it's the largest shutdown of branches by a banking organisation and will hit the elderly and those who rely on traditional bricks and mortar banking. FSU spokeswoman Julia Angrisano says the bank will use the economic impact of coronavirus as an excuse, but it's really a case of deserting customers to shore up corporate profits.
We've seen a steady increase in branch closures over an extended period of time. And what this is about is essentially the banks making a decision that they can't extract enough profit out of their branches.
The federal opposition has called for a Liberal backbencher to be sacked after another scandal in Parliament overnight. Queensland MP Andrew Lemming has apologised for harassing two women in his electorate online in a speech in Parliament last night. The apology came hours before Channel 9 aired the allegations. The Prime Minister labelled the behaviour as disgraceful, but Labor leader Anthony Albanese says that's not good enough.
Quite frankly, the Prime Minister's response is totally inadequate, as it always is. As it always is. He waits and waits and waits and then says, oh, that's a real concern.
Queensland has recorded one new case of community transmission. The active case has been infectious in the community for the past week. Restrictions will come into place from midday, with aged care facilities, hospitals and prisons closed to visitors. Meanwhile, New South Wales has recorded three infections, all in hotel quarantine, and Victoria has recorded its 28th day of no local transmission. Deadly tornadoes have roared through the US state of Alabama, toppling trees, demolishing homes and knocking out power to thousands of households. The storms were a part of a broad swathe of violent weather sweeping across the US Deep South. At least three fatalities and an unknown number of injuries were reported. Authorities shared images showing large trees blocking roads and damaged utility poles leaning menacingly over streets littered with debris from badly damaged homes. More than 20,000 customers were without power in Alabama, and search and rescue efforts were hampered by the weather. And turning to sport, Ash Barty has survived an almighty scare before scraping a three-set win in the first match of her Miami Open title defence. The world number one saved a match point before beating Kristina Kuchova 6-3, 4-6, 7-5 to advance to the last 32. Barty seemed to have her round of 64 match firmly under control when she rallied from an early deficit and grabbed the first set, which she won despite registering only 44% of the serves first in.
National Radio News is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5.
It's 4 minutes past 12 here on Alive 90.5. This is Business Insights with Matt and Mario. And currently we're sitting at 22 degrees. It's going to be a slightly rainy day today. And tomorrow, Saturday, we are looking at a top of 27, mostly sunny. Quite a good weekend ahead of us. Sunday, again, 26, mostly sunny. Monday, we're looking at possible shower, though, once again, like we've seen these last few days, with 24 degrees at tops.
It's going to be very warm that weekend, so for sure it's going to be very, very warm. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Business Insights with Mario and Matt, and we're going to talk now a little bit about maybe some traffic, maybe some weather. Now we're going to talk now about Business Insights. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you and welcome to another episode of Business Insights with Mario and Matt. As you know, the Matt joined this team a few weeks ago. He's been trained with Nevertheless, the Darren Capps Davis, the magician behind all this technology and the radio station itself. So, Matt, how has your week been so far?
It's been good. It's been good. Yeah.
Well, that's good. We don't want to hold the breath on this one. So, ladies and gentlemen, as I say again, thank you to all sponsors. Thank you to everybody who's tuning in on this lovely radio station. We have the awesome guest of the studio. This person, she was with us before, maybe a few months ago. I won't say exactly because, you know, we forgot each other when we spoke about this one. So she's smiling. It's a lady. So, mate, let's go take a short break. And to all listeners, thank you for tuning in on Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Take a short break. After the break, we come with the introduction of first guest.
Ladies and gents, turn up your sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana in the GMB Ghetto Blues from the refugee camp.
Love. Alive 90.5.
Cafe Lombardi Roasters, located in Blacktown, wholesale coffee roaster dedicated to providing customers with products and services needed to serve an excellent coffee. Providing homes and offices with special crafted blends of coffee in biodegradable Nespresso capsules in all your favourite cafe products. Order today, cafelombardiroasters.com.au. 0405 016 216 for your home coffee experience. The only coffee subscription you need is Cafe Lombardi Roasters, station sponsor, supporting the Sydney Children's Hospital Foundation, with a portion of sales donated towards their amazing work.
Heels to Hawkesbury Community News is a fortnightly free local publication packed with stories about local people, news, puzzles and a whole lot more, including history, a guide to community groups, tradesmen and a variety of local advertisers. Supporting the community for 35 years and as a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5, we believe it's important to keep our community connected. Enjoy your coffee with station sponsor Heels to Hawkesbury Community News. Pick up a copy at your local shopping centre, visit heelstohawkesbury.com.au or follow them on Facebook.
You're listening to the sound of Alive 90.5.
It's 11 minutes past 12 here on Alive 90.5. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt, currently 22 degrees. And today we're going to change up the format. We're going to add in something new. Going to go about it a little bit differently today. Mario, would you like to introduce what's going on?
Well, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, the Matt, he is joined to this awesome team of this great business radio talk show, Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Darren, he departed because he took a high position. He's a vice chair of the Line 90.5. However, my friend Matt and I decided to a little bit add more insights, more empowerment in this radio show. Henceforth, who is better than the Matt itself to start sharing some wisdoms on Fridays on this, the best radio talk show. So Matt, please continue.
Absolutely, yeah. So what I had in mind for today is based on emotions. Now, me, myself, I'm a mindset coach. I'm a speaker. It's what I love. It's my passion. And so often I see people, they suppress their emotions. They hide it. They fight it, as a matter of fact. They don't want to accept their emotions. Although this morning, I actually had a coaching session with one of my clients. It was really a powerful session, first thing in the morning. And one thing we worked through were the emotions that she was fighting. She didn't want to accept a part of her, a part of, you know, what she was feeling. And she had these thoughts that were aligned with those feelings. She didn't like it. She didn't want to accept it. And in turn, what that created for her was a lot of tension inside of her. By resisting and not accepting the emotions, it created more thoughts and it led her down this rabbit hole, essentially. Now, the whole topic, the purpose of me sharing this right now is I want to say, no matter what you're thinking, no matter what you're feeling, it is perfect. No matter what you're thinking and what you're feeling, it is perfect. The reason for that is if we accept and allow and don't judge the emotion, we're adding no resistance to it. By there being no resistance to the emotion, we then allow it to run its course and fade away. If it's constantly playing, if we resist, we're only adding more attention and energy towards it. Anywhere we place our attention and energy will manifest later on. So how can we look at this in like a real life sort of analogy? Let's say you're in the gym. You're under a barbell, you're bench pressing. It starts off as a free bar, literally a free bar. No weights on it, you're pressing up, and then it gets to a point where you keep adding resistance, you're adding weight onto the bar. That bar's gonna get heavier and heavier. As it goes on, it gets to a point where you can't lift it anymore, it's just gonna crush you. Just the same with your thoughts and your emotions, you keep adding resistance to it, you keep fighting it, you keep trying to change it, it is gonna come down and crush you. You need to start accepting. And what happens? That weight off the bar starts to free up. Eventually, to the point where it's a free bar once again. And I got to say, applying this to my life, it's been magical. It's been a tactic and a strategy. When it was shared with me, I couldn't quite make sense of it. How do I accept my emotions? How do I accept my thoughts? I don't like them. I don't want to have them. But what if I just sat with them and accepted? What does it mean to be present? I then looked into that. This stuff really turned my life around. From being when I say rock bottom, I mean to the point of me, I threw myself off a building to attempt suicide. Although I'm very blessed to be in the position I am now, where I am more empowered, this strategy alone has allowed me to take things to the next level for me. Do I still experience stress to this day? Yes, I do. I don't believe I'm depressed, anxious, or suicidal anymore. But that's a whole... How do I say it? Being able to accept the emotion, the thought that came along with it, freed it up. By freeing it up, created more space for something else I wanted to welcome and invite in my life. Whatever that looked like, it didn't matter. There was no right or wrong. It was only what I allowed. But whatever I allowed was then me sending a message to the universe saying, this is what I'm willing to tolerate. And then what happens after that, I then start attracting more of that because that is what I'm willing to tolerate. Guys, however you're thinking, however you're feeling, it is perfect no matter what it is. Mario, I'm curious, just on that, do you have any thoughts, and how does this apply to your life? Could you relate? I'm curious.
Well, look, I'm blown away for the one simple reason, because, you know, most of our listeners, they don't know that, you know, Matt is experiences some traumatic experiences in his life. So, and hearing from him, it's a big deal for me. And to our listeners who are joining us, you know, in Sydney, Australia, across the globe. So how can I write to myself, you know, like this is a different chapter, but I'm happy to answer this question. So let's go take a first break. To our listeners, you know, if you like to know more how the mat actually can inspire you more, not to do this radio show only, but to other avenues, feel free to contact him. My name is Mario Beckes. You're listening to Business Insights with Mario and Matt. We take a short break, and after the break, we're going to introduce our first guest, Fernando. Fernando, he's very keen, and then Deborah Ricketts. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt, and stay with us. Thank you.
Think of yesterday and another who tied me down to the lover boy rules.
Before
In the market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
The director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, Sam Ramone, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramone from Cherrybrook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
Yeah, like the again, please.
22 minutes past 12 here on Alive 90.5. This is Business Insights with Matt and Mario. Mario, earlier on, introduced our two lovely guests, Fernando
Absolutely.
And Deb.
Absolutely, looking forward. So let me introduce the first guest because I know he's a very extremely busy man and he comes from very, very far away from the inner city to the west, if I'm correct. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to invite this guest to introduce himself. His name is Fernando Aguilera. Fernando, welcome and come. For coming today in the studio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Fernando, so for our listeners, do you mind to just introduce yourself and share with our listeners who is Fernando?
Well, I've been in this industry of timber for around 32 years.
Yeah.
So I started doing sanding and polishing back in the days in 1988. And from then I progressed to go into the timber industry. For a long time now.
Why timber?
Why timber?
it's like
I'll tell you why timber. Not because they choose me. I didn't choose timber. So a friend of mine have a business of sanding and polishing, and then he asked me to if I can help. And I say yeah. No, I have no idea of timber in any way or form. But I say yes because I didn't have any job. So I arrived to Australia in April 1988, and this was in September.
May I say, where did you come from?
Chile.
Chile?
Yeah.
Okay, I expected Colombia or something
like that. Chile. It's okay. It's similar anyway.
It was the days of the Pinochet then, right?
Yeah
it was bad. You know, that's okay.
A dictator for more than 15 years. Anyway, so I started doing the edging machine. The edging machine is when you do the edge of the room for sanding and polishing. So I started there, and then we had a business together, actually, with this guy.
Yes.
And we have five vans with five full teams.
Jeez, sanding.
Oh well, for around 8 years, it took us around 8 years. Yeah,
okay.
Sanding and polish. So, from then on, I went into AC Timber.
Yeah.
Back in the days, AC Timber has been around since 1977. So I went there to manage two showrooms.
Okay.
Back in the days, in Auburn and Liverpool. Then on, I got one of them. I bought one of the showrooms, and I keep going there for a long, long time. And then I sold that. After that, a friend of mine bought the actual AC Timber, and he asked me 3 years later to go and work with him. So I've been in AC Timber, and I've been in timber for 32 years, but in AC Timber, working for AC Timber, 14 years.
Jesus, man, that's impressive. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing today?
Well, what I'm doing today is I'm looking after a few showrooms. One is in Castle Hill, one is in Chatswood.
Yes.
And the other one is in Marrickville.
When you say Castle Hill, where exactly in Castle
Victoria
Hill?
Victoria Avenue. Number 8, okay. Victoria Avenue is unit number 41.
So Fernando says everybody who's coming in a Castle Hill, Victoria Avenue showroom, 50% of the... That was a joke, you know, it was a joke. It's not discounts.
Okay.
So... So where's another showroom, Fernando?
Chatswood. Yeah, in Victoria Avenue as well.
Oh, okay. So both of that's Avenue. Interesting, yes.
Right across Chatswood Chase.
Yes.
Yeah. And the other one's in Marrickville, number 65 Marrickville Road in Marrickville.
After all these years in the timber, did you ever desire to do something else?
Never. I don't know. It's one of those things that I think in this industry, you need to love what you do. It's like being a teacher. if you're not loving what you do, I don't think you should be in the industry, like any other industry. But I really, really enjoy what I do. I really enjoy to help people.
Yes.
To decide what they should put on the floor to be the best for them, yes. for their family, for, you know, pets or whatever it is. You need to choose something that is the right thing for you.
Do you believe, Fernando, you know, in your experience, and it's like you have a long, long experience in industry, and you saw the different profile of the people, you see the different apprentices coming, you know, the customers, and, you know, heard so many stories. But when you see overall, generally speaking, do you believe the people choose the job because it's a more convenient to because of salary, or less because they love what they do? Or they don't know how to choose what they love?
In terms of the timber, you mean?
In general?
Look, people right now, I think the internet and all the information is overwhelming. So when you're trying to search for something that they should have, they have misinformation.
Okay.
Having misinformation is really difficult to choose. They get more confused than what they can clear their mind and say, okay, this is what I need. Because all the information that you have in the internet is to sell.
Yes.
Most of it is for you to buy. Right. So if you don't have the right information, or you got no one that to guide you, it will be difficult to choose anything in life, I suppose. So it's really difficult to say, okay, well, this is a person that they can guide you on the right path, because everybody think that you're doing it for money.
Yes.
And not for the pleasure of helping. To me, that is the most important thing in life.
Can I ask you, this is just my curiosity, right? So you said something very interesting, Matt. You know, we all become experts. Dr. Google knows everything, right? There's no question asked. We all go on Dr. Google, including myself, of course. And then the first one who's advocating people, don't go Dr. Google, ask me our investigation. So, Fernando, how do you feel when somebody rocks up in your showroom and say, like, I don't know what type of timber they are. Like, I want it on my floor. This type of timber, and because does this and this, and you know that person is misinformed. How do you approach that problem? How are you tackling the problem or obstacle like this when someone is misinformed and try to lecture you after 30 years, if I may say 30 years plus in this industry?
You know what? To me, it's easy. I'll tell you why. Because at the end, instead of saying you're wrong,
yeah,
you go from the basic to the top, explaining in a way that it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
When you explain to people what it makes sense, yes. not what you know, not the expertise, because you're not going to talk in Chinese, right? You're going to talk in English,
yes.
but at the end you need to explain to them why they're wrong without telling them you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So the easiest way is go from the basic up and explaining why is it wrong that they're choosing that. And that, they become like, at the end of the conversation, they go, okay, I understand now. I'm an expert. They're not experts on timber. Yeah. I mean, to explain everything about timber, it took me years. And to be honest, I know probably 80%. And I've been in this, doing this, sanding and polishing, installation, supervising for years. And I still don't know everything. So at the end, what people have to understand is that they have to let themselves guy for somebody that he knows the industry and he doesn't want to sell. In some opportunities, I say, look, for you, in your case, after I go to their place, it's better not to put timber.
Well, Fernando, thank you for that lovely insight. Ladies and gentlemen, we take a short break and continue interview with Fernando. You're listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario Matt. Stay with us. You're going to be glad you did it. Live 90.5.
Alive 90.5. She was
It really hurts us when a loved one passes on, but it's nice to know that their memory will be well respected in their final resting place. Castlebrook Memorial Park has looked after the families of loved ones for over 50 years. You can visit them and talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
Alive 90.5, broadcasting to the hills, Parramatta and Cumberland.
One here on Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Matt and Mario. It's been an interesting conversation so far with Fernando.
Absolutely. And we're learning something about timber. Don't listen to Dr. Google. Go to Fernando. Absolutely. Fernando Aguilera from the SE Timber. So, Fernando, let's go continue our conversation. So you said, Dr. Google, you know, there's no angriness in you when somebody says, like, I know everything. But you see, you explained the way, obviously, you know, due to your experience and everything else, you start from basics and the people learn from you what they actually need, because, you know, we can spend money on something but we really don't need. So, you know, when you talk about timber, where are we using the most timber in our homes? Is it floors? Is it wooden frames? Or what is exactly products you're looking after?
It's most of it floors. So that's what we do. We do all shutters as well and blinds, but most of it is timber. Solid timber, engineered timber, laminae, hybrid. They're not all timber, but yeah, it's mostly on the floor, which is, you know, and mostly all the living areas and lounge and living and passages and things like that, or sometimes the whole house.
Look, I come from Croatia, and I know we have a lot of timber in the homes and so on, but the one thing in Australia what I learned, Matt, it's a termites, right? Mm-hmm. I never heard about termites, you know, in my life. You know, like I heard, you know, but I never saw how they can be infectious and they're destroying the construction, the homes. What do you say to people when they buy floorboards and I want to protect against the termites?
Well, remember in the old days, the houses were constructed with beers and joys, so a subfloor, right? Yeah. These days, majority of the houses are with concrete.
Uh-huh.
So they don't have a lot of access to the floor. Saying that, if you put in Australian timbers, termites don't eat hardwood timber unless they're really, really hungry, but they will probably do.
That's a good one.
They will go with softer timber, like, you know, what you have here is the other pine, and these timbers, they are softer or wet. Mm-hmm. When the timber gets wet, and that happens usually when you've got subfloors with timber.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not a big, big issue in terms of Australian solid timbers, and it's not a big issue in obviously laminates and hybrid, because they're not timber, so they won't eat it. So it's not a big problem. Obviously, you always have to check that you don't have that in your cavities, because your cavities usually are done with softer timber.
Oh, okay.
So, but the floor is not a big issue in that terms. Yeah.
Matt, do you need some floorboards or? You know, like timber floors, if you need. So, during the COVID, how did you see things happening with the floorboards and the timber and everything else prior to COVID? What was for you biggest surprise or biggest downfall or biggest up?
It was up.
Good. Please share with us. Please expand on this one. Yeah. Because, you know, like, I know that was, you know, people, it was a quiet. What was, Matt? April,
gotcha.
May. Whatever it was, you know, I mean, everybody was hiding in their homes and Netflix and the food and all these things. Exactly. I wasn't expecting when I say people interested in a food.
Exactly. So that's exactly what happened. So because the people that stay at home, obviously they look at things to do at home. So, and they won't spend any money in traveling overseas for quite some time. So obviously, instead of spending that money, then you go and refurbish your house. So it was the best opportunity for us. The sales went up from the year 19 to 20, probably in the mark of 30 to 40%.
So it's like a more like a DIY projects people doing and all these things and try to renovate.
Exactly. So they see all the imperfections in the house when they spend time in the house.
Of course.
Matt, if I need to spend time with you 24 hours for 3 months in a house, like... between you and I, I'm telling you, I was seeing perfection. I was going to kick you out, man. That's for sure. So, Fernando, what do you see as the biggest obstacle anybody run the business? What do you see in your experiences? People start running a business and they hit obstacles. What did you saw? Maybe share some wisdom with us or maybe some insights or tips how you can share with our listeners to help them.
Look, the most important, I mean, let me put it this way. In Castle Hill, for example, we got 20, between Shogram Road and Windsor Road, we got 23 shops.
Yeah.
They selling pretty much the same. So, you know, the more this industry goes up, the more shops you have, the more competition you have. Mm-hmm. The only issue is people think, okay, because this is a boom, right?
Yeah.
For the last 20 years, people are buying more timber than ever before. So they go into the business knowing this is, you know, I'm going to make a lot of money here.
Yeah.
But at the end, when you don't have the knowledge, the expertise, the experience, then the only thing you're doing is just making money but ruining customers. So it's a difficult thing when you go into a business that you don't know enough, because everybody's buying,
yeah.
But at the end you need somebody, or you need a showroom, or you need somewhere that you can actually get the right stuff for your house.
So is it coming down to their intentions of starting the business, you would say?
Yes.
Yeah, the intentions, yeah.
So, you know, everybody wants to make money in any industry when you go in. And when the industry is booming, what do? You change from tiles to timber.
Of course, yeah, of course. You know, that's where the money's
that's
going.
That's where the money is. But I don't know if it's in any industry. Obviously, I can't talk about any other industry because this is the only one that I know. But, you know, every industry has got tricky things that you need to learn before you go out there. Other than that, what you're going to do is just sell and have issues. And that's what we come with the expertise in our business, to tell people this is the reality. Either that is good for you or is not good for you, but this is what it is. We don't lie to people. We just tell the truth. And in some cases, believe me, we lose customers because customers wants to hear what they want to hear.
Of course. Some
cases. In other cases, in majority of them, they go, okay, I understand. You know, that makes sense. To me, in life, you need to make sense. Doesn't matter what industry you're in. I can talk to you about anything, but if it makes sense, you're going to say, yeah, well, I believe that because it makes sense, right? So that's what we do. And so what you get in our business is more the reality of what it is and the right advice, not the actual product that is good for you, not this specific product is good for you. It can be many, but at the end, you're going to understand why and where my money is going to go.
That's important.
Very important. That's very important. Matt, what do you think? We should take a short break and, you know, we had a few more minutes with our guest, Fernando. That's Fernando Aguilera from the SE Timber. And if you'd like to be in touch with Fernando, just go on fernando@setimber.com.au. Proud sponsor of Live 90.5, this great business radio talk show, Businesses with Mario and Matt. We take a short break, Matt. Short break.
Let's do it.
Live 90.5, broadcasting to the hills, Parramatta and Cumberland.
The Alive 90.5 Australian Spectrum Show with Ross Fear at 9 p.m. every Tuesday night has a featured studio guest who is currently performing on the Sydney music scene. Tune in to hear some wonderful new music, new album launches, news on up-and-coming festivals, and news of when some of our studio guests are performing around town. That's every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. on Alive 90.5.
In Australia, the Federal Police receive a report of a missing person every 15 minutes. National Missing Persons Week is July 28 to August 3. For over 100 years, the Salvation Army International Family Tracing Service has been locating missing family and relatives. Today, they have a 75% success rate. There is hope. To locate a missing family member or relative, call the Salvos International Family Tracing Service. 1-300-66-7366. It's a free service.
Alive 90.5.
Thank you.
This love that we've been working on can't seem to hold you like I want to. So I can feel you in my arms. Nobody's gonna come and save you. We pulled too many false alarms. We're going down. Say it's nothing to me. Baby, you're the only light I ever saw. I make the most of all the sadness. You'll be a bitch because you can. You try to hit me just to hurt me, so you leave me feeling dirty because you can't understand. We're going down.
Line 90.5 Business Insights with Mario Matt, and I'd like to invite you all to join to us every Friday 12 to 2 p.m. the best business radio talk show Business Insights with Mario and Matt. And I'd like to say thank you, Matt, for joining this team. And Matt is now the DJ. Maybe you're getting this, the music it's little bit much more funkier. And that's because the Matt and I, we are 21 years old, you know, together. And you know, our guests agree with this one. And Matt, maybe perhaps you need to do some of your magic or if you're in training. Fernando.
Fernando, yeah.
He's a proud sponsor of Line 90.5. Perhaps you want to wind up this conversation into with Fernando.
Absolutely. Fernando, yeah, where can we find you? So for our listeners who are listening in right now, where can they find your showrooms? And
well, as I say, the one in Castle Hill is that I'm usually, well, I'm on the road most of the time, but they can go to Castle Hill, which is number 8 Victoria Avenue. And the unit is 41 in the first floor. And the number there, if you want the number, is 9894-6660. That's the number of that showroom if you're close to Castle Hill. The other ones are in Chesswood and Marrickville. If you're in that area, obviously you can search in Google and have a look at the address and the phone number for them. And yeah, so it's easy to find. I mean, usually the shops are in the main roads. And we've been in Castle Hill in 3 different locations for the last 20 years.
Well, right? I don't want to be there in Wallis there. That's a lot of wood to move there.
Believe me, it's a lot to do when you redo a showroom, because not only you have to redo the showroom, but you need to remove everything in the other showroom.
That's a big job. Yeah,
that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Matt, what do you think that Fernando is going to offer to our listeners? Some discount or in some sales, is there?
Hey, who knows? I heard there's 110% discount.
110%? Just quoted Matt and Mario.
You got it wrong. It's not 110%. It's only
10%.
10%,
so
if it is the case that people from listening to Alive 90.5 call this number, the one that I gave you, I'll repeat to you, is 9894-6660. They will get 10% discount on any quote they will do for their house. So that is a big saving. So take advantage of it.
Absolutely.
Sounds great.
10% is a good money.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a good money, particularly now, you know, when you do renovations and, like, you know, when you can save money, it's really makes difference. You know, you save 10% on woods and, you know, not 110%. Like, don't quote Mario and Matt, but please, Fernando, can you repeat again the showroom in Castle?
So the number to call is 9894-6660, and you will get 10% if you mention Alive 90.5.
Businesses in Matt and Mario, 10%. So Fernando, before we end up the show, is there anything particular would you like to share with our listeners? Do you have any wisdom? Do you have any tips, maybe?
I don't know if I got any wisdom or no, but tips, yeah. Yes, I guess. I mean, when you look for answers in the internet, be aware that not all the answers are the right ones. So be aware to listen to the expertise of people. In this case, I'm not saying that I know everything, but I know enough to guide people around and see they ended up with something that is worth the money. So I think that's the most important thing. I just listen to the people that it knows and trying to make sense of the whole thing and make sure that where your money is going is something that is going to be worthwhile.
For listeners too, how can they know who to trust, who to listen to?
That is the difficult thing we were talking about in the break before. That, you know, it's really difficult. But as I said to you, when you explain things, if you go and talk to me or any of the guys in AC Timber, you will see that we're not trying to sell the product, we're trying to explain and educate people. And then when you get that, you got the sense. I mean, it's something that the depends on the eye of the beholder, right? So it depends how you look at it, is how you feel. I think you transmit that to people when you're honest. I think that is the only way. You don't have a clue how to tell people if you don't be sincere. It's really difficult to come across. But when you are sincere, then you can say, okay, this is what I know, and how you receive that is the way that is going to be a good choice for you.
Absolutely. And you, something we touched on earlier was intentions of people getting into business, how they go into it for the wrong reasons, maybe because they're about the money and then money doesn't come, so they fail. So, and you also mentioned just then that it's your guys' intentions, and by you coming from a genuine place, people will listen to, and they're going to be the right people to listen to. What is your intention?
Well, my intentions is what I usually do when I go to a place, when I talk to people, is put myself in their shoes.
Wow.
Like, what would I like if I have this in front of me? What would it be the best for me? In 1 second, on that second, I don't care about the customer. I care about me, because when you do something for yourself, what you're going to do? You're going to do the best for you, right?
Exactly.
You're going
to try
to do the best for you. So if I get that across to the customer, then they're going to go, wow, yeah, okay, I understand. It makes sense. Let's go ahead and do it. Not because I want them to do it, it's because I would love to have this in my place. So I treat them like it's my own, and that is the best way.
Wow,
the best way.
There's a lot of empathy there, sounds like. Just putting yourself in their shoes and understand them, and how would you best go about it? Yeah. Wow.
It's just that, you know what, it may be me, maybe I'm crazy, but I love to help.
Of course.
I love to help people. It's just a part. I mean, if all of us will do something like that a little bit in our lives, it will be a different world.
But that's what makes a difference, because our listeners, you know, they cannot see you now in the studio right this very moment, but there is an aura around you, genuinely want to help the people. And I don't remember, my grandfather told me, you're not rich to buy cheap. And I was a cheapskate. Like I was buying same thing over and over because of cheap. And then at the end of the day, you realize you're spending more money buying cheap things by thinking you save money and cost you more.
Yes.
So, Fernando, I'd like to say thank you for being our guest in the studio today. Thank you for
it's been a blessing.
Yeah, for being the great sponsor of this great radio station. Thank you for sharing your wisdoms. And to our listeners, feel free, come today on our website at live90.5.com.au. You're going to see, you're going to hear the interview with Fernando Aguilera, and you're going to talk to him when you feel free. Call him on the numbers and details provided in this podcast and the interview, and you're going to get 10% discount. Fernando, thank you for being our guest there.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Fernando.
Please stay with us. It's at 4 minutes to one. We're going to have a short break, and then there come the news. And it's time to introduce our second guest, and a DJ, Save My Night, Matt. Thank you for listening. Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario Matt, and we'll be back after the break. Fernando, thank you for being our guest.
Thanks for listening to the best in community radio, Alive 90.5. To the best in community radio, Alive 90.5.
Today's bulletin brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Emily Minney. The Tasmanian Premier has called a snap state election scheduled for May 1st after the